For Blue Ridge Public Radio, I'm Smoky Mountain News Politics Editor Corey Valancourt. COVID-19 caused the cancellation last fall of one of the nation's greatest high school football rivalries, Pisgah versus Tuscola. Although the game has finally been rescheduled for next week, the coronavirus pandemic will have an impact on the number of spectators in the stands due to capacity limits. That has fans, families, and elected officials in Canton and in Waynesville all fired up. You're hearing what it usually sounds like when 15,000 spectators gather to watch a high school football game in North Carolina. But with the season set to begin next Friday, those games will more likely sound like this. Despite having an outdoor stadium with a capacity of more than 10,000 spectators, when Haywood County's Pisgah High School hosts Tuscola on February 26th, the decades-old rivalry game will only be allowed a capacity of 100 people.
We've got 100 people coming to a football game that normally has 10 to 15,000 people. It does not make sense.
That's Chuck Francis, a Tuscola High School graduate and the elected chair of the Haywood School Board. In 2020, the game was canceled, leaving the rivalry on pause and Pisgah with a 7-game winning streak. To be clear, no one wants 10 to 15,000 people to show up at Canton's Pisgah Memorial Stadium next week, but the 100-person capacity limit has plenty of people upset.
I can't think of hardly another event that means more to the citizens of Haywood County than to go to this football game and to cheer for their favorite team. And it's bragging rights for a year. And unfortunately, with the pandemic, this year it's been a little over a year that they've had bragging rights in the Pisgah side of the county.
The capacity limit doesn't include players, coaches, cheerleaders, or band members, but all of them have parents, grandparents, step-parents, siblings, friends, and extended family who have waited a lifetime to see their children take part in an annual ritual that's as important to the cultural fiber of Haywood County as anything else. Just as his father did before him, Canton Mayor Zeb Smathers went to Pisgah High School and played in the rivalry game. Smathers says the 100-person limit is the result of a conflict between statewide orders issued by the governor and more stringent limitations issued by the North Carolina High School Athletic Association.
I know Governor Cooper's orders allow any outdoor arena that has a capacity of 10,000 or more, you can have 7%, which would be 700.
Given that the orders are statewide in nature, they don't just affect tiny Haywood County's football players and fans.
The Pisgah-Tuscola game is the first game of this new high school season. But truly, this is a Murphy to Manteo issue. And this is, again, personally, whether you're a 1A school out in Robbinsville or you're a big 4A school down east, you have stadiums of all different sizes. We're blessed that in Haywood we have two large stadiums with large capacities.
If high-capacity outdoor stadiums like concert venues can have 700 spectators, why can't high schools? Local elected officials like Francis and Smathers think the game can be conducted safely with a 700-person limit.
This is a time for leadership to find some solutions. I truly hope that the High School Association leads on this issue because, you know, as I've said before, I'm a Pisgah Bear through and through. But this year seems a little bit different, and it is very important to me that every participant for Tuscola, they have the ability to have their parents there.
With the game and the start of the season only a week away, Haywood County officials like Francis are throwing up a Hail Mary, hoping for a last-minute win. They've contacted North Carolina High School Athletic Association Commissioner Q. Tucker, asking for the higher limits.
We've been leading the charge because, of course, the rivalry game is not just a Haywood County issue. It has a huge importance, not only for here, but across the state. And the political influence that we're going to try to push is to get all high schools to be able to increase that capacity.
Francis said he's been getting calls from other schools around the state asking how they can help, but he hasn't heard any more news from Governor Cooper or High School Association Commissioner Q. Tucker. Tucker was also not available for an interview when contacted earlier this week. I'm Smoky Mountain News Politics Editor Corey Valancourt, BPR News.